My name is Miss.
And you're listening to One Love Radio. Stay tuned.
Luciano, the great love and salvation to this generation. Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, Alex Sianga. The headlines. Climate change disrupts Ruangwa district economy. Lusaka City Council empowers 394 cooperatives and clubs in Chawama constituents. And in international news, Nigerian political heavyweights joins hands. And on a sad note, in sports news, Liverpool FC's Diogo Jota dies at 28. Now the news in detail. The government of Zambia says the economy of Ruangwa district, which largely depends on fishing, has been disrupted due to the reduction of fish stocks in the area, which has been impacted by climate stress. Speaking during a press briefing, Ruangwa District Commissioner Luca Chikani noted that the rising climate-related difficulties and emphasized the pressing need for resilience and extreme weather events intensified. This came to light during the post-climate justice endeavor organized by the CJC project under the Center for Environment Justice in Ruangwa District, Lusaka Province. Mr. Chikani explained that the development challenges had changed significantly over the past few years, noting that the economy had shifted extremely due to climate conditions.
The economy of Ruangwa was not the way it is today. You agree with me that because of climate change, we've lost the major part of our income, which was the trading in fish. No fish, no economy. So we need to be resilient. The district has been hit by a series of climate extremes, including droughts and flash floods.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CJC, Project Coordinator Gabriel Mukuka described the meeting as a follow-up to January Indawa and explained that it aimed to strengthen community engagement in the climate resilience works. Engineer Mukuka says the focus was on the improving project delivery and ensuring inclusive participation.
The corridor, animal corridor, is no longer working. Animals are going everywhere. This is not the figure one room. As I'm talking today, they are there.
The government has offered to host the inaugural Borrowers Forum, a commitment agreed on the outcome document of the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, and endorsed by the United Nations Secretary General's Expert Group on Debt and the UN Secretary and the UN Conference on Trade and Development. The forum is designed to empower developing countries to foster effective debt management. The UNCTAD officially launched a proposed roadmap for the forum as part of the Sevilla platform for action on the margin of the FFD4 in Sevilla, Spain. The initiative marks a significant outcome of the Sevilla commitment, the conference final outcome document, which Zambia co-facilitated alongside Mexico, Nepal, and Norway. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, has expressed Zambia's strong support for the establishment of the Borrowers Forum and confirmed the country's willingness to host the inaugural sessions. The minister emphasized that the forum has gained broader support from both the Global North and Global South due to its potential to enhance the voices and the representation of borrowers' countries in the global debt construction. The Lusaka City Council LCC has empowered a total of 394 cooperatives and clubs in Chawama constituents with the Constituents Development Fund CDF grant since 2022. In a statement, Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Wuluma says the funding aimed to provide critical step up and expansion capital for local businesses, for local small businesses, and contribute to job creation and improved livelihood. Mr. Nyambe says a total of 8,734,144 kwacha was allocated by the government to support the initiative, facilitating effective project implementation. He states that the initiative reflects the government's commitment to promoting economic empowerment and enhancing entrepreneurship capital among the residents, thereby reducing poverty and over dependence on formal employment. In line with the CDF guidelines, the local authority has continued to monitor and support grant recipients, ensuring proper funding utilization and sustainability.
This initiative reflects the government's commitment to promoting economic empowerment and enhancing entrepreneurial capacity among residents, thereby reducing poverty and over-dependence on formal employment. And in line with our CDF guidelines, the council has continued to monitor and support grant recipients, ensuring proper fund utilization and sustainability. We remain committed as the council to inclusive development across Lusaka by promoting self-reliance and strengthening income-generating ventures for residents. We therefore wish to urge residents to take advantage of the current CDF application window to apply for grants, loans, bursaries or community projects before it closes on 31st of August 2025.
Zambia Road Safety Trust ZRST has welcomed the VIA Safety Mobility Program, a structured initiative aiming at curbing wrong traffic accidents, injuries, fatalities in Lusaka as a great move. Speaking to Wanda Radio News, Zambia Road Safety Trust Program Manager O'Brien Chilekwa says the VIA Safety Mobility Program is a transformative step for road safety in community schools, as the initiative is designed to empower school-going children to become defensive pedestrians by recognizing and avoiding potential road hazards before they occur. Mr. Chilekwa notes that the program goes beyond traditional road safety education, as it is encourages children not only to obey traffic rules, but to emerge as proactive ambassadors of safety mobility, adding that the curriculum equips learners with practical skills to identify and respond to risks around their communities, schools, and high traffic zones. He further attributes that while many children have been taught how to cross roads safely, injuries still often occur at pedestrian crossing and sidewalks due to irresponsible motorists who fail to harvest or respect the rights of children pedestrians.
This project actually aims to empower, to train the kids to become defensive pedestrians, to be able to identify the risks before they occur so that they protect themselves, because there is no one to protect themselves on the road. And not only that, for community schools like Tuashuka, often which is located in a high traffic and very, very underserved area, this project is initiative. But this is not only for Tuashuka Road, it is a story for the various community schools around Lusaka and around the country. So the program actually aims to foster a sense of ownership, giving the students the tools to map out unsafe zones and advocate for safer road environments, which directly benefit their peers and the broader community.
Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary Kennedy Kalung inspected the developmental project, both ongoing and stalled, aimed at transforming social and economic opportunities for the region of Western Province, accompanied by members of the Ministerial Delivery Unit. The first stop for the delegation was at the veterinary laboratory in Mungu, which is currently at 80% completion. Mr. Kalunga expressed fulfillment with the progress, stating that the laboratory is a critical investment in the livestock.